Hammer and wire pliers. This is one of the main things when you wire stretchers. Pose.
Are stretchers different than clippers or?
Oh yeah. Stretchers you stretch wire with.
What would that look like?
Well, the old ones, they was had a rope in them, pulleys. And you stretch it out and pull your wire. Now we got these ratchet kind. A lot better deal. And I can remember when they stretched wire with a wagon wheel.
Over the top of it and turned it.
No, they had a rope and a snap, and you hook in the end of this wire, made a loop in it, and you wrap it around the hub. And you just keep turning the wheel, you know. It takes about two guys to turn the wheel with. And then you set it on the, you just drop it on the ground while it holds it, you see. You can stretch her tight, but boy, it was a lot of work.
Those were tough days. What would a sheep, would a sheepman's tools be any different?
Well, you can't tell you that. Well, they're branded irons. They brand with paint, you know, where we burn it on. But I guess that'd be about the only difference that I'd know.
What would they use to cut the wool with?
Oh, that's clippers. They used to use the hand clippers. Now they got electric clippers.
Would they ever call those shears?
Yeah, that's what they call sheep shears.
Now you mentioned in the old days that an automobile, you would rarely see an automobile. What was the first kind you ever had?
Model T. No, I didn't have a Model T. The old man had a Model T. We pushed it for the railroad. But then they had old Stars and Whippets and four-cylinder Chevrolets and four-cylinder Dodge cars. He had a four-cylinder Dodge.
Now, did they ever use mechanized to replace what the wagon when the horse-drawn wagon was replaced by what?
It was replaced by the pickup or truck or something like that, you know.
Were there other types of trucks, larger trucks that they used?
Not in the olden days, again.
I guess that's more recent.
Yeah, now you know where you got your semis and stuff now, you know. But I can remember when them old Model Ts, you know, you haul more on a pickup than them trucks haul, you know. You go a hell of a lot faster, too.
Yeah, that's amazing. What about guns? Can you remember the kind of guns you had around when you were growing up, or the kind that you have now?
Well, had a 25, 35, and 22.
What was your first gun?
22. Give a dollar and a half for it. An auction sale.
Was it a single shot?
Yeah, single shot.
What do they call that thing that you stick in the chamber?
Oh, the shell?
Any other term they might use for that?
Bullet. Some people call them bullets.
Ever call them a cartridge?
Yeah, that's people call them cartridges too.
But all those terms
It's all the same thing.
work. Okay. All right. Let's see where we're at. Why don't we just finish up this tape and then I'll come back tomorrow. Is that all right?
Okay.
Okay. First of all, what was the? We've talked about a lot of the pens that you kept the animals in. What did you have chickens, first of all?
Yeah. But they just run loose at a chicken house, staying at night, you know, they all went in at night.
Now, is a chicken house, is that different than a or?
It's just some of them was in the bank, some of them was made out of board and tuba cords, you know.
Did they ever call it a coop?
Yeah, some people call it chicken coop.
Would that be different than a chicken house?
No, the same thing.
I see.
A lot of this stuff, there's two or three names for the same thing, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at, because that's it's hard to know just exactly what you call it, because you have such a rich vocabulary of these things. That's great. That's good to know. What about the things that you would, for example, you mentioned you go out and feed the pigs. What would you carry the pigs' scraps out, or you didn't have pigs?